I keep on telling you, United States foreign policy under Biden is all about endangering Israel with the two-state delusion, because it doesn't solve anything. It's not a solution. As if the Biden administration's plans to topple Netanyahu in order to force upon Israel the creation of a destructive enemy terror state called Palestine has not been clear enough, listen to the message the Biden administration sent to Israel via the Senate Majority Leader, Jewish Senator Chuck Schumer.
We cannot let anger or trauma determine our actions or cloud our judgment. A two-state solution may feel daunting, especially now, but I believe it is the only realistic and sustainable solution on the basis of security, on the basis of prosperity, on the basis of fundamental human rights and dignity. But in order to achieve a two-state solution, the reality is that things must change. Right now, there are four major obstacles standing in the way of two states. And until they are removed from the equation, there will never be peace in Israel and Gaza and the West Bank. The four major obstacles are Hamas and the Palestinians who support and tolerate their evil ways, radical right-wing Israelis in government and society, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Schumer literally threw Netanyahu under the bus. He threw right-wing Israelis like me under the bus, equating us all with the evil Arab Muslims in Judea and Samaria and Gaza and with their leaders in Hamas and the Palestinian Authority. He's saying we're all to blame for there not being peace today? Seriously? Ignoring the evil that we experienced on October 7th? They are going this low? We can't let anger or trauma stop us from committing suicide and rewarding our evil enemies with a terror state called Palestine. That's the message for Biden and Schumer. It's as if October 7th never happens for the Biden administration. They are totally ignoring that the Israeli people, post-October 7th, will never, ever allow for Arab self-rule in Judea, Samaria, or Gaza. Forget about rewarding them with a state. Forget about it. The Israeli people will never have it, ever. But the Biden administration is driven to topple our Netanyahu government and shame Israelis in order to achieve their dangerous and delusional foreign policy goal of establishing a state called Palestine. Schumer literally called upon Israel to call for new elections and to topple Netanyahu's government.
As a lifelong supporter of Israel, it has become clear to me the Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th. The world has changed radically since then, and the Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past.
Who is Schumer or Biden to tell us Israelis what government we need post October 7th? The Israeli people are being stifled by our own government? No! We are being stifled by an evil Biden administration sanctioning Jews and punishing Israel and threatening us to withhold weapons to Israel in order to defend ourselves instead of threatening Qatar or Iran and to have Hamas surrender and release our captives in Gaza. That's the insanity going on. Nobody in Israel wants Netanyahu to work towards a two-state solution. Delusion, really. Except the ones taking orders from the White House to topple the government, like Benny Gantz and Ehud Barak outside the government. As we say in Jewish, what chutzpah. Prime Minister Netanyahu took the gloves off this morning in his statement response to President Biden and to Schumer as well.
כל כך מהר שכחתם את השבעה באוקטובר, את הטבח הנורא ביותר שבוצע נגד יהודים מאז השואה? כל כך מהר אתם מוכנים לשלול מישראל את הזכות להגן על עצמה נגד מפלצות החמאס? כל כך מהר איבדתם את המצפן המוסרי שלכם? במקום ללחוץ על ישראל שנלחמת מלחמה שאין צודקת ממנה, נגד אויב שאין אכזר ממנו, תפנו את הלחצים שלכם נגד החמאס, ונגד הפטרון שלה, איראן, הם אלה שמהווים סכנה לאזור ולעולם כולו. אנחנו בכל מקרה נעמוד מול כל הלחצים, ובעזרת השם נמשיך להילחם יחד עד לניצחון המוחלט.
to that, can I hear an amen, folks? Biden has chosen the wrong side. Schumer, the Jewish senator, has chosen the wrong side, to side with the Jew haters. The Bible is clear. Those who bless Israel will be blessed. Those who curse Israel will be cursed. Biden and Schumer have chosen to assist our enemies, and they will be cursed, as all of Israel's enemies and the Jewish people's enemies over thousands of years. We, the Jewish people, in the end, we will be fine. We still go through this pain and trauma, but we will be fine. We have 3,000 plus years of being persecuted, but surviving to tell the story and to thrive here in our ancestral homeland today. So everyone, hold on to your faith. It's rocky times, but we will come out of this on top. Strengthen your faith in the one above. Am Yisrael. Chai.
Pulse of Israel, frontline videos from the Holy Land. Support our work by donating today.